It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Morning, young man.
What's up there, boy?
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, not too bad.
You look awful spiffed up today.
Thank you.
The only thing you're missing is your tie.
Yeah, I should have worn the tie
today. What's up? Am I in trouble again?
No, I don't think so.
Hey, and another thing, Tiny Acres Farm called me. They want me to go down and be part of the kissing booth.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. They said they could get a lot of money for people kissing something as ugly as I am.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Well, at least keeps you from kissing the animals.
Or
they don't want the animals to get sick.
Or did she say that they would pay people or pay me not to kiss? I don't know what she said.
It'd be a big moneymaker, I would say.
It would be a big moneymaker, but I hope everybody gets out and enjoys Tiny Acres at Chet's Feed and Seed.
Right.
So.
Yeah, no doubt.
You'll be at the wrestling mats.
Right. And we have another weekend where the weather is going to be a little iffy.
Yes. Yes, you do.
And I know Richland Center hosts a wrestling regional on Saturday where teams are coming from quite a ways away.
Yes, they are.
So then that's a concern about, okay, do you push it back later in the day or what do you do? So we'll see. But as we know from last week, the meteorologist had cried wolf. You know, you start to think, oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, whatever.
And then we're probably going to get socked.
Right.
So
yeah. We're only supposed to get a dusting. Yeah. After the 16 inches that fell up on you.
Right.
Yes.
So, but anyway. Yeah. Were the roads a little slippery when you made your
way? No, they were okay. Grant County was just dry. I don't think they put any, which, you know, there was no snow on your little tracks, but they're more wet in Richland County, but to each their own. Yep. I mean, it's winter. So, but I don't see any reason why I had to come to work today. So,
well,
I was going to call in for the School of Wayward Boys, and apparently I would have got denied anyway.
Probably.
Yeah, It's no fun here.
Kicked out of your own school.
I wonder if, you know, if I could talk to somebody about the way I get treated at work.
Yeah, you probably can.
HR?
HR.
Would that be you?
Probably.
Oh, well, again, I'll just be quiet and get ready to give your quiz, but you have an announcement here, Phil?
Whenever somebody says HR... I go back to my childhood, H.R. Puffin Stuff.
Yes.
You know, the big Saturday morning cartoon character.
Mm-hmm.
So
go
see H.R. Puffin Stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Well, H.R. would be Henry's Room.
Henry's Room.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty close to being H.R.
Is that the bathroom then? Or got the star on the door?
Do you have an announcement?
Well, we're going to be giving away some great things on Friday, I should say. Mm-hmm. Friday is Valentine's Day. And so we're going to be asking people to... give some shout-outs to their Valentines on Friday. And as we do that, we'll be putting all those names into a hat and drawing out some great stuff here for Valentine's Day. And we'll be doing that just before noon on Friday.
Yeah, so sweet. Get your sweet tweets and sweet loves in here to us. So basically what you do is just call 608-647-4155. Tell us your name. And who your Valentine is, and a short message.
Yeah, just
it has to be a short message.
Don't have to mention a name, but just
you don't have to mention a name. But
to my sweetie, I like your feeties or something. I mean,
to my sweetie, I love your feetie. Love
feeties.
Hank Aru.
Uh huh. Yep. So, and we'll be giving away two candy bouquets.
So the big thing is, I mean, once you give us your Valentine, your name will go into a hat, and we'll be drawing that name. We'll get two names actually
on
Friday.
So
a little bonus love.
Yeah. If you haven't gotten your Valentine anything, maybe you'll win it on Friday.
Yeah, without question.
You'll come out smelling like a rose.
Yeah, but we're going to try to keep the mellow cups off the bouquets because there won't be any mellow cups once they get here.
That could be a problem.
With that one guy that we know is in here.
Yeah, Bo Hendricks.
Bo. Yeah, or Phil Knee. Yeah. Hey, I got a quiz for you.
Yeah, I haven't put a new one on the fridge since October. I looked at that and I said, October?
I'm so proud
of that. Has it been that far?
You've got an easy one today.
All right.
It's not on music, though. It's all true, false. 10 questions.
All right.
Okay. Number one. This is called The Dark Side of Rhymes.
Ooh. Okay.
Little Miss Muffet was inspired by a real girl who was scared of a spider. True or false? Little Miss Muffet. Number two, Mary Had a Little Lamb was originally written as a horror story. Number three, Humpty Dumpty was actually a cannon, not an egg. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
What number four?
50-50 chance.
Baba Black Sheep was written about unfair taxation in the 13th century England.
Okay.
Number five, Jack and Jill was originally about a couple who fell down a hill while running from the law. Number six.
They spilled a pail of water, too. Yeah.
London Bridge is falling down may have been about human sacrifices used to strengthen the bridge. Yes. Number
seven.
Seven. Three Blind Mice is about farmers trying to catch a cheese thief. It's not about me calling baseball games.
You and your partners, yes, calling baseball.
Yes. Number eight. Georgie Porgy was based on a nobleman known for kissing and running away.
Started in Pea Ridge.
Started in Ithaca.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. The girls would have cried, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Phil, kiss me.
Yeah, exactly.
Number nine, Rock-a-bye Baby refers to a real event where a baby was rocked in a tree cradle by Native Americans.
Wow. Okay.
Now you think about it. They had some neat techniques as parenters. Number 10, Pop Goes the Weasel is about a playful children's game. All right, young man.
Okay.
True or false?
10 questions.
On the dark side of rhymes.
True or false? Yeah, there were a lot of rhymes that had hidden meanings.
Yeah, and I had...
back in the day.
I had like 21 more that didn't make the cut.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Save it for another day, I guess.
Number one, buddy.
All right.
Little Miss Muffet was inspired by a real girl who was scared of a spider. True or false?
I said false.
That's true.
Oh, man. No fridge hanger today.
It was believed to be written by Dr. Thomas Muffet about his daughter who was actually afraid of spiders.
Huh. Wow. I figured it had some hitting meaning about taxation or the king, you know. I'm not sure, but boy. Well, it ain't going on the fridge. The one on the fridge now is going to keep yellowing and with age. And
Henry did it again on number one, didn't he?
I think I have struck out on one the last few times.
Mary Had a Little Lamb was originally written as a horror story. True or false?
I'll say it's false.
It is false. It was inspired by a real girl, Mary Sawyer, whose lamb actually followed her to school.
Bah!
Bah! Bray! Yeah. Number three, Humpty Dumpty was actually a cannon, not an egg.
I think that's true.
Some historians say Humpty Dumpty was the nickname for a cannon used in the English Civil War.
Yeah. He's not having a good winter. He had a great fall, though. Sixth grade
comedy. Black Sheep was written. Black Sheep was written about unfair taxation in the 13th century England.
I have true on that
one. It is true. The rhyme was referenced to a medieval wool tax imposed by King Edward the First.
Okay.
King Edward the First. Number five, Jack and Jill was originally about a couple who fell down the hill while running away from the law.
I'm going to say it's false.
It is false. Their origins are unclear, but some theorists suggest it refers to a failed attempt to reform a tax law.
Oh, okay.
Number six, London Bridge is falling down may have been about human sacrifices used to strengthen the bridge. True or false?
True?
It is true. There is a legend that bodies were buried in the bridge's foundation, though there's no proof exists.
Okay.
But there's a legend.
Okay.
You know, like the legend of Phil Knee.
Oh, boy.
Yes. All right. Number 7, Three Blind Mice is about farmers, not about umpires, trying to catch a cheese thief.
False.
It's actually about a Queen Mary the First, Bloody Mary, executing Protestant bishops.
Really?
Yeah. She was a very evil woman. She didn't. Pretty deep. Yeah. Number 8, Georgie Porgy was based on a nobleman known for kissing and running away.
I'm going to say it's false.
That's true.
Oh!
You changed your answer.
I did. I thought long and hard about it.
Did it hurt?
Yes, it did.
the rhyme is linked to George Villiers, Duke of Buckingham, known for their scandalous affairs.
Oh.
So, Georgie Porgy.
The Duke.
Rockabye Baby, number 9, Rockabye Baby refers to a real event where a baby was rocked in a tree cradle by Native Americans.
True?
It is true. It is believed that it has been inspired by Native American parenting techniques observed by early settlers.
Okay.
Number 10, Pop Goes the Weasel is about a playful children's game.
I think that's false.
It is false. It actually refers to Pawnings One Coat. Weasel was slang for a coat. To afford food and drinks.
Ah. Around the mulberry bush, the monkey chased the weasel. Is that it?
Yeah. No. Pop goes with, I don't know. I have no idea, buddy.
Oh, boy.
If you know that, then you're better than I am.
Oh, 2 wrong, 8 right.
Yeah, but you questioned yourself.
I know. That happens. You should always go with your first instinct. And now after this, next week, no matter what I think for question one, I'm going to go with the opposite answer because... I've been striking out on the first one too much.
I think I'm going to skip number 1 and just go 2.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? That way you don't have to worry about that first one.
Sure. Well, then we would answer that one last, and then I would be deflated thinking I had a perfect paper, and then, nope. Okay.
I'm going to try to help you, Phil.
Takes out the drama.
I try to help you go through these and try to give you stuff to study through the week, and you just never study.
No, I don't. I don't have a lot of time to study.
Well. If I take the time to write a test, you need to take the time to study.
Okay. Well, when the winter sports season kind of starts to die down.
You'll have
down,
4 days.
I'll have more time.
Before spring.
Yeah, exactly. That's about right.
All right, young man.
Yeah.
So, anything else before I... I'm going to Belmont tonight.
Belmont.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to...
It's 6:30 start just for people.
Robbing the kids tonight.
Yeah, 6:30 start for the varsity. The JV game was canceled, so... Or... I don't know, lack of players or something. So that's a 6:30 start at Belmont Highland.
Still a lot of sickness going through. Which
they are.
You'd think somewhere along the line you get over the top and kind of.
I've got it all.
But yeah. Oh, you've had it all?
You and I both have had
it all. Well, I don't think we've had it all. We just had.
I like to say that. That way we just move forward.
We had a little sinus thing go through that kept coming back.
Yeah. Are you feeling better now?
Oh, I'm fine. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I still have a little runny nose, but.
Do you really?
I do.
Well, go catch it. So.
Hey, Joanne.
Hello.
Be kind.
Yep.